And then, of course, there's the ontological argument for a deity.
And there's more sex on television. Yeah, I know. People are renting porno videos and they're showing them. Yeah, I would say so.
Yard through the body of Bon Scott.
Was discovered last night in the car.
Postmortem will be carried out later today.
It was the result of some heavy drinking.
あなたはプラスティック寿司、ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
Let's go while we're young.
I just had a vision of my own horrible, fiery death.
Some people die before their time so that others can live. It's a cornerstone of civilization.
ひとつぐらいシュートを外したからってどんまいどんまいくよくよするなよ向こうが攻めてるあのボールを奪い返してゴールを決めてやれくよするなよ。どんまいどんまいくよくよするなよ。どんまいどんまいくよくよするなよ。くよくよするなよ。くよくよするなよ。くよくよするなよ。よくあることじゃないか。どんまいどんまいくよくよするなよ。どんまいどんまいくよくよするなよ。どんまいどんまいくよくよするなよ。くよくよするなよ。くよくよするなよ。くよくよするなよ。よくあることじゃないか。42.195キロだぜ走れ走れゴールに向かってたどり着いたら投げてくるだろうドンマイドンマイクヤクヤするなよドンマイドンマイクヤクヤするなよドンマイドンマイクヤクヤするなよクヤクヤするなよクヤクヤするなよクヤクヤするなよどんまいどんまいくよくよするなよどんまいどんまいくよくよするなよくよくよするなよくよくよするなよくよくよするなよくよくよするなよくよくよするなよ
ことじゃないか。
Welcome
to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. That's right. You know it. It's not just a radio program here on WMFO. It's a sound collage mixing up all sorts of different music. Genre jumping as we explore a different theme every week. And tonight, we're going way back in a couple of different ways. Our theme this evening is called Gone Too Soon. And I'd like to thank my good friend, Tim Coleman, for coming up and choosing all the songs for this show. And you might know Tim as a substitute DJ sometimes here on WMFO in Medford. And back in 2006, before Tim was a DJ here, he came up with the idea of a theme featuring musicians who all died before their time. And that's what we're going to be hearing this evening. We started off the show with a Japanese artist, this being a Plastic Sushi, Kawashima Ego, who was a singer and one of my friends, Gary Loop, a professor of Japanese history here at Tufts. Kawashima Ego, yes, he died before his time. But that was Don't Mai, which featured an acoustic guitar and then a Telecaster. And backing me up right now is actually Mozart. This is 12 variations on it's a French song. But you may know the melody as Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, or Ba Ba Black Sheep, or the Alphabet Song. And Mozart, of course, being one of the best classical composers. He was a child prodigy who died tragically young at age 35 in 1791. He composed 600 works, many of which are acknowledged as just pinnacles of symphonic and concert and chamber and operatic and choral music. He composed in all of those different forms. And yes, he's one of the most popular and well-loved classical composers with just an incredibly profound influence on Western art. So Mozart is going to be providing all of our ambiance this evening. And what we're going to be doing in the next set, I think I'll pretty much give you a preview of everyone that you're going to hear. We're going to start off with a Japanese artist, of course, because this is a Plastic Sushi sound collage. We're going to be hearing from Kyu Sakamoto. And this song of his, well, his biggest hit was I Look Up When I Walk, but it was called in the West, Sukiyaki. And it was an incredibly big hit. And the reason it was called that, even though that wasn't the title, is just because Western DJs needed a song title that they could pronounce and that was associated with Japan. Kyu Sakamoto sadly died when he was just 43. And he was killed in he was killed in a plane crash in Japan on August 12th, 1985, JAL Flight 123. It was a 747, and it ended up having some lost pieces of its tail section, and for 30 minutes, it was going down before it crashed, and yes, 520 people killed. The worst single airplane disaster in aviation history. So then we're going to be hearing from Joy Division. And Love Will Tear Us Apart. And that gets our theme because Ian Curtis, their lead singer. He committed suicide in 1980. And then we're going to be hearing from Lynyrd Skynyrd and what was going on with them. The tragedy that we're thinking of is Ronnie Van Zant, who died in a plane crash in 1977. And then we're going to finish things up with Nirvana and, of course, Kurt Cobain, who killed himself in 1994. A suicide, a self-inflicted shotgun wound to the head. So now where are we? Well, we're listening to Mozart, and I guess I'm supposed to go and say, get right over to that volume control and get your radio ready to start your Friday night sound collage party going. But this is going to be a pretty energetic show. A little bit of a sad sub-theme going here, but there's some pretty rocking music coming up for you here on WMFO in Medford.
To join us in the garden?
Could we dig some graves?
But the band's exhausting workload and equally intense appetite for drugs and alcohol were taking their inevitable toll.
Thank you. One more question. Do you have any special advice for the young people who drive?
Take it easy driving. The life you might save might be mine.
Oh, Vegetables, canned vegetables. Bingo. Hey, Duncan, get over here. Need you to stay with me and your brother, okay? Well, closer. Come on, help me out here, buddy. Excuse me. Duncan, you're blocking me out.
I want some bologna.
Not today.
But I want it.
Sorry. Duncan.
I want to put the number thing.
Too bad.
Mommy would let me.
Yeah, well, she's not here, okay? She's gone, and she's not coming back, and you're just going to have to deal with it like the rest of us, okay? Duncan.
On May 29th, Michelle Jimenez was killed by a drunk driver. She left behind her husband and four children. Drinking and driving is a crime that kills abruptly, but the pain lasts forever. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And on February 8th, my neighbor Allison Donovan was killed in the crosswalk of the West Somerville Neighborhood School, run over by a driver who didn't stop. There are lots of people who just don't pay attention to what they're doing when they're driving. And the consequences can be fatal. Another public service message from WMFO in Medford. So this is the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. And this evening, we're bringing you a theme originally put together by my good friend and sometimes WMFO DJ Tim Coleman. His theme's called Gone Too Soon. And it's music by artists who tragically died before their time. We started off the set with a Japanese artist, Kyu Sakamoto, and his song known in the West as Sukiyaki. And as I mentioned, he was killed in the worst single airplane disaster in aviation history, JAL Flight 123 in 1985, killing 520 people. And then we heard from Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart. And then Leonard Skinner, Down South Jukin. And Leonard Skinner was actually a teacher over at that the band knew, and he was pretty severe. And they decided to name their band in honor of him. And then we finished off the music in that set with Nirvana and Serve the Servants. And backing me up right now is Mozart. And, well, let's give you a little idea of what's in store for the next set. We're going to start with a song by Stevie Ray Vaughan. And Stevie Ray was an outstanding electric blues guitarist from Texas. And essentially, he died in a tragic helicopter crash in 1990. And then we're going to hear from Run DMC. And the deal there was, well,
express yourself. We'll be right back.
We've been working non-stop since the band started. Just got to have a break occasionally.
Why you bugging?
Just got to have a break occasionally.
Mary, Mary, I need you hugging. Why you bugging? Mary, Mary, I need you hugging.
Mary, Mary, you go thumb sucking. Looking for you, but you keep sucking. I wanna bribe you, I gotta tell you something. So just be quiet and don't say nothing. Mary, 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 why you out there stunting? Supposed to be with me, but now you're frontin'. We started out new, you used to be true. Now you're bugging, what's wrong with you?
Mary, Mary, I need you hugging.
Now, this girl Mary I knew so well. I met her on the road in a fly hotel. High on a hill that never fell. Clubs and the pubs is where she dwells. She's raising hell.
To die. I just hate being killed, that's all.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would I'd be without you.
you die young, you leave a good-looking corpse.
Nick Romano said that, a knock on any door. I think I said it better.
Are you ready to die, friend?
He's dead, John. He's dead, John.
Is dead after taking an overdose of heroin last night. Police say his death was an accident. Vicious, real name John Simon Ritchie, left a New York prison only yesterday. He was released on $50,000 bail, charged with the murder of his girlfriend, Nancy Spungen, last October. His mother met him at the prison gates. Vicious went to a party to celebrate his release. Then, according to police, he took the heroin. He'd been having treatment to give up his addiction. Apparently last night's dose was too potent. Nick Guyne looks back on the stormy career of Sid Vicious.
Sid Vicious was punk at the extreme, the most outrageous, the most violent, the most obscene. He wasn't there for his bass playing, at best that was mediocre. He was there for what he stood for, as the most rebellious of them all. On stage, unlike his subdued performance here, he often vomited and slashed his wrist. He frequently went much further. Off stage, his life was tempestuous and erratic. He picked fights freely. Not even his friends considered him normal. Until last year, when he met Nancy Spungen, a confirmed heroin addict, he was at least controllable after a fashion, but he described the relationship as one of fights and mutual beating. Then Vicious was charged with murder. The Sex Pistols had split up, but still, as Vicious went in and out of hospitals and courts, managed manager Malcolm McLaren fought to hold the group's commercial image together, despite what had happened. Her friend explained.
Well, all I can say is that we really tried. Everybody tried to talk to him, Stephen, Paul, and Malcolm even went to the extent of physically kidnapping Nancy at one time, knowing that she was an extremely bad influence on him in that direction. And certainly really tried everything you could do to talk to him, and you would get through to him, and then the next day you'd be back to square one again.
Sid Vicious is dead then, and punk is on the wane. The question now, how long will the punk industry survive now without his controversial flamboyance?
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford. Our theme is called Gone Too Soon. Thanks to my good friend Tim Coleman for originally coming up with the idea of the theme and collecting all the songs. And we put it together as a sound collage for you with audio clips from who knows where mixed in between. And you know, as I was starting off the show a little bit about an hour ago, I was kind of telling you about all the music that you were going to be hearing in each set ahead of time and then going over the stories of people who died. And, you know, that's pretty depressing. And I don't think I'm going to start the announce the next set that way. But let's tell you what you did hear in the last set. We started off with Stevie Ray Vaughan from Texas, Mary Had a Little Lamb, and then Run DMC, Mary Mary. The Beach Boys, God Only Knows, followed by Sublime, Santeria. And then we had a news report about Sid Vicious's sad life and the end of it. And then the Sex Pistols, but really more particularly Sid Vicious singing My Way. I don't know if his... he tried to live his life his way, but it certainly wasn't a very happy life, and I don't know if it was in any way a very good one. He certainly had an impact on society, among other things. He apparently came up with the idea of pogoing, the punk rock dance where people, dance by standing and jumping in place. Yes, pogoing. So, Joanne Kesey, the host of Celtic Dusk. Yes, before she wanted me to mention that August 22nd over at the Charles Hayden Planetarium over at the Museum of Science, there's going to be a multimedia musical experience. Medusa, Reclaiming the Myth with What Time Is It, Mr. Fox. It's part of their Summer Thursdays 2019 program, and it will be the last of it this Thursday, August 22nd. For more information, just go over to mos.org. Yes, the Museum of Science. Backing me up is more Mozart. And in the next set, well, I'll just tell you, we're going to be hearing from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Bob Marley and the Wailers, the Rolling Stones, and Pennywise, all of whom had members tragically lost over time. But we're going to start it off right now with a band called Jurassic 5 here on WMFO.
Pleasure. Present to you.
It's that shit, son.
Rubber New Groove.
Devastating to your ear.
Check it out now. I work the band to make the ink transform. Any particular service the band lands on, I hear his hands on. What's the beat? The coolie high code chiefs. High post technique. I drape off poetic landscapes and shape. Illustrate the paper space. All the bands that paint. The design would have it. National Geographic. The magic with tailor-made status and plus flavor that's automatic.
We're not ballin'. We take it back to the days of yes, y'allin'. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
We're not ballin'. A shot callin'. Yes, y'all, we're holding on to what's golden.
Melancholy, mundane, saute the hot flame. Big rings, fat chains, they all quest for the same. No name, huge fame, strictly new to the thing. We stay true to the game and never bring it to shame. We tight like dreadlocks, a red fox, a ripple. We pass participles and smash the artists in you. The saga continues, this I won't get into, cause there ain't enough bars to hold the drama that we've been through.
Yo, we still the same with the little fame. A little change in the household name, but ain't too much change. We in the game, yo, but not to be vain. I refrain from salt grains, season up my name. We entertain.
pain, but a mutual gain for close range. Steady aim, my drum at your head to hit the brain. I'm labor ready, roll scholar for the dollar. Work for mine, pay me by the hour.
We're not ballin', we take it back to the days of yes, y'all in. We're holding on to what's going.